Ja.
Okay. So, Shmuel kap na ime bin foile vechal tismach u vi kashle al yogin li becho bin yir Hashem b'rabeinu v'shem ala batli. So a person shouldn't be sameach when it's a yiv is full because maybe Hashem b'rabeinu won't like it. Which is kind of strange, man of shach, if it's something that is a good thing, and so on. If the person who's falling shouldn't fall, then it certainly shouldn't be sameach, it shouldn't be zayif. If it's somebody that deserves if somebody who is a Russian deserves it, which is we chazal dashnit, why can't you? So let's talk about him. Shmuel katan ime. Nizmach tiv shmuel katan ime. What's shmuel katan doing over here? Vipnei she'omar b'nei zeval tishpare liris b'shas mokolosay. It says al tishtad liris b'shas kol kolosai. So there's a sort of an implied metzias where the person really was being. I'm especially looking to see b'shas kol kolosai. It's not. It's u'neishu samer kolosai shlo kachu b'leroisai. Al ze amas shal yishtad liroisai. So the Mashmoah says that a person shouldn't, to him, he shouldn't show upon him that he's looking and seeing. But the essential fact that he's a simcha, the other person's kalkala, that seems he's okay. So he's saying, no, that to be sameach, the other person's kalkala, that's certainly also. Shmuel HaKotan over here. The Gemara fine is a nevus. The Gemara says that the Gemara says that they were the Baskel Wolf came out and said there's somebody that's Roy Shetisha Shchina or Shadar a Shadar Zakarnakah, not Naina Bishmolakop. And Kishemes is Pidu he honor he chosit on Tamid of Shul Hillel. So Shmuel was known for his midah of being makter himself. That's and Rashi brings it here. That's why I would have thought he's like Shmuel or Amasi, because he was roi for nevuah, except that they're not roi and they called him his anav. The Gemara says also. There's a mitzvah where Shmuel, they went to Rebbe Gamliel's Lishka to be Mavin Chodesh, and he said somebody is extra, and Shmuel got up to leave, and Shmuel said that I was the, you know, I'm the one that wasn't invited, and so on. So, also Mitzvah a darg of another. It's very interesting that we don't have all that much left from Shmuel. The only thing that it says that he was Mesakish Mula Cotton was the Bracha of Lamal Shinim, which is fascinating that on this it says Mula Cotton can be the Foyle Vechal Tismach, Vekosha Yogili Becha. So it's, I guess, it's sort of in line with Mula Cotton that since he said the Foyle Vechal Tismach, he was one that was Royu. So I want to be oimed a little bit. I guess since we are before Matan Torah, we can be oimed a little bit on this nekud over here. Shmuel's Myla is that he was a big anav. That's what the Chazal are being mitzayin over here. And it says that he was royish. Rashi says Roy Shetishva Shchina Kemoish Rabbeinu Vashalom, that it was Roy of the Shchina Shvishar like Moish Rabbeinu. So obviously the it was a Gadus, but the Tzad HaShava you would say is that Moish Rabbeinu's Darg is Anu Mikol Adam and Shmuel's Darg is Anu Mikol Adam. The Valei Dovahu, what's the you know, another is a wonderful, if you're talking about Midas Tavis, you're talking about the Milas Tavis and Midas Tavis of people, so fine, another is a great Milas. But here we're talking about with a certain eye towards Godless in terms of Taira. You're talking about the Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu as the Leisan Taira is Mitsuyan as the Onovikol Adam. That's one. And over here, in that Gemara over there, in Saita, it says that the Gemara in this Gemara is a Brisa. It says that he told him, Rav Gamliel told him, Shev and Yishev, Ruyas Kol Hashan Kulon Lis'aba Al Yodecha. You yourself could have been Ma'aba Al Yishanim. So the Cheshivas of the Shmuel was that he was Ke'ilu, he could have been a Yochid Sanhedrin himself, which is similar to Moshe Rabbeinu's Daga, that he was Koilu all the Chalokim of the Sanhedrin. He was he had a din of Shokol Keneged Shishim Ribu. So there's another Daga of Moshe Rabbeinu in Torah that comes from his Anava, and that's the Daga of being Shokol Keneged Shishim Ribu, which, L'chura, you learn it as a Daga of Seichel of Das, that he was so smart, he was connected to Shishiribu. But it's not true. The Gemara says that Shammai was Charev Tfei, and Hill was a Raiv. And since he was the Raiv, that's why he was the Padalach like Hillel. So you see that Charev Tfei, the fact that the smarter, didn't help him. You could say it's different targets of smartness, but B'cholayfin, it doesn't seem, it seems in Halachi Gobas Arayv, and it seems as if in the Rayv is a better Machriyat than Chariv. So how do you, in what wants to dehair things the way he dehairs them, and does not want to be kaifa daitoi to dehair things the way someone else is. Of all the person's pride in himself, or sense of self, I'm mukhim to do what you told me to do, and I'm a brayer to my boss, whatever. But there's no way I'll think you're right. My sense of independence, my sense of self, is very much contingent on me knowing, on me being able to say myself that I know what's right. No, I have to do that. I have to be kaifa das, because that's the way life is. The in 1984, I forgot, it's a long time ago, I read it, but the hero or whoever says that freedom is the freedom to say that 2 and 2 equals 4, and I think the guy forces him to say not like that or something like that. I don't remember, but Agopanim in being mevatel das is the strongest place of where a person is puts in his own knage on something. Now, it's fine mitzad a person that he has his own das and his own kuda, but that automatically is maskia for the person the ability to be given the safe das of the Torah, because he's putting his das on it. It's just like I can never ever dehair what somebody else says. First of all, because you know everyone is different, but more than that, I'm not willing to so totally be mevatel my daf that I should dehair your svara neutrally. It's a koyach hanefesh that I have my own daf, and yet I turn around and say, okay, I'm completely open to hearing something else. Bam. So in Sanhedrin, you have Ayin Skenim. In Klal Yisrael, you have Shishim Ribui. Everyone, it's Torah delay. Everyone has his knage. And when you take together the aggregate, when you take together the whole thing together, and you come out with the nekuda that everyone is shoved to, that's Torah's emes. In other words, if my negia and your negia and his negia match up, then what's left is a piece of Torah's emes. And that's why Sanhedrin needs to have such a big ilam. And that's why Roiv has a much stronger maimed than Charif. Because normally, if you ask yourself, 100, imagine somebody had a medical issue, and 100 doctors said one way, and one doctor who was brighter than the whole lot of them says differently, you would probably go with the doctor who's brighter. You would say, you know, quantity doesn't equal quality. 100 dunces together don't add up to one chacham. The only time you would make an exception is, let's even talk about Milad Alma, is if you feel that doctor has a peculiar mahalach. He's a das yochid. It's very peculiar. It's different and it's strange or whatever it is. Then you say, okay, that's him. But lemaisa, when you're talking about someone else who is a chacham, but if the person is sort of in the league with everybody else, it's not the pshat of his own mishagas, then you certainly be mad of him. So in Milad Alma, you certainly would be mad if a charif over Reib. The answer is it's true. If the issue is hopping what it says, then you're certainly right. But in trying to be oimid on the Das Torah, a big chalik of it is a deherring and understanding what the Torah is saying, lafuki what I'm saying. So in that area, Roiv, obviously people walk Yelai Ra, but Roiv is definitely a much stronger, is much better chance that they overlap, and then the Kuda they reached is in Kuda's Hamas. So the primary mila for someone to be to say that his das is mechaven to the das of Torah judge which is the most brilliant tshuva, I certainly don't need to take another into the question. But if I'm to ask myself, who do I think is probably most likely to have been blamed on the emes, then I would have to take another very much into the account. So Moshe Rabbeinu's midah that was the most significant in that was another. It also explains the parsha. When Aaron and Miriam complained about his nevuah, so Gabbana Dibba Hashem and so on, they were basically debating the musik of a nevuah of Aspakaya Meira. Their nevuah was Aspakaya Meira. They felt that there can't be such a thing as Aspakaya Meira, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu and Haggis don't have a makom. There's a time for nevuah, there's a time not for nevuah. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by saying that Moshe is the Onav Mikol Adam allows for an Aspaklaria HaMe'irdik Nevuah. The Rambam talks about the chumrius clouding a person's judgment or perception of a likus. But this inyan in certain regards of the hearing the Dvar Hashem, if I'm not a perfect Anav, then I'm always hearing it through my senses, because I'm not going to be mevatel my very sense of things. Moshe Einkein, if Moshe Rabbeinu was Anav Mikol Adam, so the pshat is he was mevatel his own sense of things. But the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what would be Dvar Hashem? There was nothing there but Dvar Hashem. So that was Moshe's dagger, and that's why Torah came through Moshe. That's why Torah is assumed to be everything kipshutai, because there's no Moshe involved in it. Moshe's care is like he's a safer that's a kaisiv. There is no self. It's not Moshe. It's not Moshe safer. See what he heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Yeshua Sefer is, like Shmuel Sefer is, but rather it is Moshe, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sefer. Moshe is almost non-existent. He's a secretary. Shmuel HaKadosh, there, that came through Moshe. And when it comes to making a takana for how we deal with Rishayim, we need to have the Dafka Shmuel HaNavi, Dafka Shmuel HaKotan, to be misaken it. Any questions?
I'm just going back to the point of the kesher between Anova and Torah. I just thought it's interesting in the Memchas Kinyanim that Anova is like number 7 or number 8 on the list of the Memchas Kinyanim. I guess you have to say that it doesn't go Kesedo, because the Maral himself over there says that he said, Kvar b'yarnu kama pa'amim ki Anova yisibri shen la'Torah. So I always thought that the Memchas Kinyanim is Kesedo, but twice days it's just...
Right. But listen, if the Torah is made on this Nekudah of Moshe, it's only Aedis and Moshe is the Nois HaTorah, then obviously that's the Nekudah, that's the Chreifius.
Yeah.
Okay. So, a good Yom Tov.
A good Yom Tov.
Good Yom
Tov. All the best.
All the best.